Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And I looked at the numbers. Brian, you took a look at them because this is what you do.
Yes. I mean, listen, last month they were down, but there's a lot of sort of factors involved in it. And the projections were revised, I think, upward for the year to $4.4 trillion.
That's a lot of money.
We want to welcome in Mark Matthews from the National Retail Federation. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Morning, Mark.
So, last month, why do you get a dip like that? Is that, we were talking before, is that because things are so difficult to find?
Yeah.
Is that it, or is there something else going on?
Yeah, you know, that's part of it. There have been supply chain issues. But, bear in mind that we're doing huge amounts of volume every month. So really, you know, when you're comparing it to last month, which was, you know, the largest April that we've ever had,
right?
You know, it's maybe not that surprising to see, you know, a bit of a downturn. Really, the more relevant comp is how did we do versus in May last year?
Okay,
and we're up 17% versus May last year.
Oh, whoa!
Year,
so.
Well, but isn't the more interesting comp spring of 2019?
Great point. But what's interesting is that, you know, last year was, you know, we saw 7% growth in 2020 versus 2019.
Really? Huh.
So it's not like 2020 was a bad year. 7% growth is the biggest growth we have seen in the last 20 years. So it's a good point. But when you look at it versus 2019, the gain is even bigger.
Wow.
So, retail sales, you know, certain sectors, you know, have struggled a little bit, but overall, retail sales have been incredibly strong.
Well, we were surmising here just a few moments ago on the air. Touched on just a moment ago, Brian did, and the whole thing about the lack of supply. You try and get a car, well, they were short on chips, yeah. So some cars didn't sell. You got, wood. You know, I'm going to have a deck put on. Up, can't get the supplies to do it. So appliances, those are hard to get sometimes. So there are things that you just can't sell because you don't have them.
Yeah, there's no doubt that there have been a range of supply chain issues, and part of that is just because of the unprecedented demand.
Right.
We are putting major pressure on supply chains around the world, and you know, on manufacturing capacity that, you know, had to shut down in a number of countries where we import from because of COVID restrictions. So Everyone is trying to play catch up right now. And frankly, it's not being helped by the fact that we have so much consumer demand, because frankly, The consumer, you know, overall is in, you know, tremendous shape. Household net worth is at all-time highs. You know, we saved huge amounts of money during the pandemic. So, you know, we have the ability to spend right now.
Yeah, there's no doubt it's not just because real estate is up and the stock market's up. People didn't go out to eat, you know, for 8 to 10 months, and that money absolutely piles up. And, you know, it's very interesting to hear that 2020 retail sales were actually up on 2019. And I think I don't know, and Mark, I want your opinion, but is that like 100% due to the efficiency and appeal of Amazon?
No. Frankly, that plays a role, but, you know, e-commerce is growing, you know, across the board. And, you know, we had a huge spike in non-store sales in the middle of the pandemic. That has leveled off to some extent. So, you know, we are down to, you know, almost pre-pandemic levels in terms of non-store sales. So, you know, people are shopping in stores as well. And remember that, you know, making the distinction between, you know, online versus in-store is harder these days because everyone's doing, you know, some form of buy online, pick up in-store, curbside pickup.
Right.
There's so many ways to buy now.
You know, the other thing is, do you differentiate at the National Retail Federation between small businesses, you know, like the video shop that some guys, you know, selling custom TV, all that stuff, and the big marketers? Because from what I understand, the big marketers like Walmart and, you know, Amazon, as Brian mentioned, they did just fine during this thing. It was the little guys that got really whacked. Is that your finding?
You know, I think the distinction is actually more along lines of what was essential versus non-essential. You know, the businesses that were deemed not essential, you know, the apparel, okay, you know, electronics, all those areas were probably harder hit. Definitely harder hit. And, you know, also there are sectors where we just weren't buying that many things. You know, again, you know, apparel, you know, everybody was staying at home. And so we saw shifts in spending. You know, people were buying appliances because, frankly, everyone was cooking at home and things were breaking. People were buying groceries. Those sectors where we shifted our spending, you know, there's a lot of home improvement spend last year. You know, I've never seen our street look as nice as
True, absolutely. And we do have to remember restaurants are small businesses, too. And a lot of those took a real hit.
Yeah.
You know, listen, Mark, go ahead, Mark.
No, I was going to say absolutely. You know, that sector was, you know, very, very challenged during the pandemic.
We're talking with Mark Matthews from the National Retail Federation. You know, before the pandemic, you know, there were stories all over the place about the death of the mall, right? And
right.
So, mm-hmm. And what to do with the real estate in those situations. And I think a pretty big mall operator went Chapter 11 just in the last week. However, you know, like we realize now there's certain things we want to touch and feel and try on and so on and so forth.
Exactly.
There's certain things you just sort of need to. Where, in your opinion, whether you take off your research hat and just in your own personal opinion, like what's going to happen there?
You know, it's a great question.
Is there an answer?
I think a lot of times the store closures get a little bit overhyped. You know, frankly, store numbers are, you know, as strong as they've been in a long time. But, you know, we have to remember that it's situational. You know, there are some areas where, you know, maybe, you know, you have a mall that was built in the 70s. It's small.
Dated.
It's got, you know, exactly. It's got, you know, competitors springing up all around the place. Those are going to struggle. And when they do struggle, it makes the news. But, you know, I think we can't ignore the impact of the pandemic on malls. But, you know, remember that, you know, we're the retail industry, you know, and we just proved that, you know, you can shut down large swathes of it and we can still do record numbers because, frankly, the retail industry isn't dependent on just stores anymore. You know, there are many, many ways to get what people want to the consumer.
Okay. And, you know, the other thing, maybe next time we visit, and I hope we will, is, you know, talking to the malls, you got the mall, everything under one roof. Then you've got these kind of community development kind of things where it's like a walking down a street with shops and things like that. That's really, we have two or three of those here. And, you know, they're pretty successful from what I can tell.
Absolutely. You know, when I talk to real estate folks, you know, that is the future of the mall for them. They're not building big enclosed spaces anymore. They're building these mixed-use developments.
Right, exactly.
You know, maybe apartments, you have some stores, you have entertainment.
A restaurant, or two or three or five.
That's mixed in.
All right. Hey, good to have you on. Thanks for being with us.
Sure, my pleasure.
Okay, talk to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.